What is virtue? What is good? What is courage? Those questions date back to Socrates, and they're now being asked anew at casual gatherings here in the United States and abroad. The discussions are called Socrates Cafes. Christopher Phillips is the originator of these modern-day salons involving ordinary people. He's written two books about them. Mr. Phillips has led discussions in prisons and bookstores, on Indian reservations in Mexico, in Europe and Japan. And Piers Margot Adler joined him in New York City.
Christopher Phillips starts a dialogue with simple words.
I'm not a teacher, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a counselor. I'm a philosopher. I usually call what I do a Socrates Cafe. My ancestors are from Greece, and Socrates was a philosopher from the 5th century B.C.
We're sitting in a small conference room at one of the houses run by the Henry Street Settlement. About 15 people, mostly women with children, who have had a history of homelessness, come in and sit down. There's cookies, juice, and fruit. Phillips poses the question of the day.
What, to you, is courage?
At the beginning, people offer their ideas.
What I believe courage means is a strength one has within self.
Is courage something that other people have to say you have? Or is it something that you don't have to convince others that you have?
It's not really convincing. It's like, it's actually a characteristic one can actually see.
It's fighting. Courage is fighting for something.
What if it's not a belief that's good for humanity? What if, you know, somebody is a racist? What about that kind of belief? If you stand up for a belief like that, is that still courage?
If that's what you believe, that's what you believe.
And we might not always agree with it, but that's to each his own.
Phillips, who sits at the table with his wife Cecilia, who is taking notes, just interjects a few probing questions here and there. Phillips spent years as a teacher, spent time as a freelance writer, but he says ever since a philosophy professor took him and his class to a local watering hole and discussed Hegel until 2 a.m, he has wanted to do these kinds of dialogues. He and his wife live out of suitcases. They live on book royalties and $12,000 a year from a funder. But it's clear when you listen to Phillips, he is on a mission. He is convinced that the kind of conversation most of us experience, browbeating, talking through one another, is literally destroying America.
Even a cursory study of great civilization shows that they have a shelf life. And it tends to start going on a downward spiral when comfort and stability are the primary goals in life, that a democracy tends not just to become static, but actually tends to descend. And that certainly is what happened in ancient Athens, and I think many of the same patterns are repeating themselves in my beloved United States.
So he proposes to revive what he calls a kind of anti-guru philosophy, where the questioner learns more than those he questions, and the questions are more important than the answers. Back among the residents at the Henry Street Settlement, the talk is becoming more down to earth. Courage is simply getting out of the shelter system, one woman says. Phillips counters, what if I want to live on the street?
That's courage too.
Because you're in a system, it's like people look at you different. They think you non-educated.
Mm-hmm.
They think you dumb.
To me, being in this system, it teaches me something. It tells me that even you could be homeless. You might be talking to us today, but you don't know what will happen in the next few seconds. Look at 911. A lot of people was homeless. They were working, they had a job, now they don't.
Courage is made up of what exactly?
Phillips gets everyone back to the original topic. The group of mostly women tick off a bunch of words. Goals, conviction, determination. Then suddenly the women take off.
It's like I see courage mainly as all life. To live your life, you have to have courage. Because you never know what's going to happen.
I think courage is just having kids, period. What about that?
Yeah.
To be a parent, you have to be courageous. I have an 11-year-old that's 5'5". I'm only 5 feet tall. She looked down at me. I'm married, and my husband be at work, and it's like 3 kids to 1 parent. The child-parent ratio is just so off when it's only me in the house. It's ridiculous. You gotta have courage to have kids.
Oh, no.
No, my son.
And not be an alcoholic.
Phillips believes in our society, this kind of conversation usually takes place only among elites, and he is bringing it to everyone. Look, I say to him, you never saw most of these people before. You may not see them again. How can you know if something worthwhile happened? He almost gets angry.
Anybody who's questioning nature has ever been shunted or shut off, and you've just wanted to keep asking why, and people just say, just because, now shut up, that's why. Whether you're well-to-do or marginalized. then you, in terms of Socrates Cafe, are marginalized. The idea is for you to discover on your own, in a group dialogue, that what you say and think and do genuinely matters and counts, and that it is absolutely vital and incumbent for you to take an important role in society during your mortal moment. I saw that today. I saw people discovering what they wanted to do during their moment in this world.
By the end of the hour, the people in the room have come to a kind of consensus expressed by two women.
We aren't seeing anything that we're doing as being special or courageous. It's like you have to live your life. You have to put that bag on your back and walk with it. We just see it as us doing what we have to do for ourselves and our kids.
The hour is over. Chris Phillips says time flies when you're philosophizing, and he thanks them.
I see this as a room of courage, filled with courage.
Phillips walks out into a winter day, ready to start a dialogue somewhere else. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Chris Phillips' books include Socrates Cafe and Six Questions of Socrates. You can find out how to start your own Socrates Cafe at our website, npr.org.